are listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Friday, and commentator Archie MacDonald is here. Today, he takes us to a summer place.
The farm on which I did some growing up in the 1950s occupied 500 acres of Missouri's Boot Heel, divided into equal parts by U.S. Highway 61, the main auto traffic artery connecting New Orleans and Chicago. Mechanical wear and tear required frequent trips into New Madrid to fetch items needed to keep the farm operating. Let me tell you up front that I know the town's name should be pronounced New Madrid, since it came from Spanish explorers, but I assure you that everyone there pronounced it New Madrid. Highway 61 bypassed New Madrid about a mile west of town to straighten a line between Arkansas and Sikeston by cutting off New Madrid's bend of the Mississippi River. The Greyhound Bus Company located its terminal on 61 at New Madrid's access road, with the added bonus that it was the only place in town open all night. That road led to Main Street, a three-block stretch filled with a bank and retail businesses. Main Street ended at the levee and required a U-turn unless one wanted to mount the highest point in that flat country to gaze at Kentucky more than a mile across the muddy water. The movie theater occupied a corner a block from the levee. Movies changed three times a week, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, Saturday, Sunday schedule as regular as the calendar itself, and usually on the weekend presented a Western shoot-'em-up, a favored in the rural South of that era. Downtown hosted a drugstore, specialty parlors, and professional offices, including medical and legal. Agencies sold more tractors and implements than autos. Roman Catholics constituted the largest church congregation, which surprised me in a town so near the buckle of the Bible Belt. Beginning as a Spanish portage between New Madrid and Cape Girardeau explains the Catholic head start, but not their still mid-20th century dominance. A few Methodists crept in, and even I helped dig the foundation for the new Baptist church, new as in first and only. Edgar Guest famously said that a heap of living made a house a home. Once upon a time, I did a heap of living in New Madrid, even if boxed in month-long summer blocks. I remember cotton as high as my shoulders, covered in pink and white blossoms, corn above my head, baling hay, feeding livestock, and taking cattle to the St. Louis stockyards to become beef. I learned to work on Uncle Everett's farm. There occurred my first summer romance, from which I thankfully recovered as soon as I reached home. Modern rural life isn't so rural anymore. Cell phones, satellite discs, and the internet make us all talk like the people on the television news, no matter where we live. Back then, sometimes we went to the picture show on Tuesday, even if we had seen that same film the night before, and any church's revival offered entertainment. Many a night I went to sleep counting trucks on 61, making their long night run between Memphis and St. Louis. I don't think anyone does that anymore.
Commentator Archie MacDonald is a Regents Professor of History at Stephen F. Austin State University and a community liaison for the Butte University. Programming on Red River Radio is supported in part by Nacogdoches Medical Center, celebrating 35 years of medicine in East Texas by offering a comprehensive range of inpatient and outpatient medical services. Further information is available at 866-898-8446 or nacmedicalcenter.com. It's coming up on 20 minutes ahead of 8 o'clock. Morning Edition continues in a moment here on Red River Radio.